What are we going to do with your life? Yeah. Eating, sleeping, preaching, waiting for the next life to come. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's the same problem. Yeah. Yeah. When we are born, yeah. How long does it take? To be able to use this body. Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to read, to write, to sing. 16 years before we can use this body. Yeah? Yeah? Now how long can we use this body in full strength? 30 years? And then it starts to decay. Yeah. Next life the same. Yeah. When we are born as a human being. Yeah? Because when we die, we forget everything. Yeah? When we are born as a human, we have to learn to walk again. We have to learn to talk again. Huh? Remember that? Go back. Huh? Was it so nice to go to school? But you will have to do it again. Huh? Unless you find a way out. Huh? What do you think? You know, there are 31 realms of existence. Yeah? Why do you think the Lord Buddha always comes to the human realm? Huh? Why?
Because it's got the balance of happiness and suffering.
Very good. Yes, because we have sukha and dukkha, yeah? Papaka. To the same extent. Some of us, you know, who have too much dukkha, they never find the way to Buddha. Yeah? Some of us, you know, who have too much sukha, you know, they will also not find a way to put it. Yeah? If we have dukkha and sukha, yeah, then we can find, yeah. And we all have dukkha, yeah, yeah. In the morning, you know, yeah, we get up, you know, we wake up, you know, we don't want to go to work, we don't want to get up, dukkha. Yeah? We are hungry, dukkha. Yeah. We are thirsty, dukkha. Yeah. We need to go to the toilet. Dukkha. We are tired. Dukkha. Huh? Isn't that enough? Huh? That is just the dukkha of the body. We don't like this. Dukkha. We don't like that. Dukkha. We want this. Dukkha. Huh? We're not satisfied with this. Dukkha. Yeah? We want to be something else. Dukkha. Yeah? That's the dukkha of the heart, yeah? That's much more difficult, you know, to get rid of, yeah? The dukkha of the body is easy, yeah? We are tired, we go to sleep, we are hungry, we eat, yeah? When we need to go to the toilet, we relieve ourselves, yeah? Yeah. That is, you know, the dukkha of the body is easy to get rid of, yeah? But the dukkha of the heart is very difficult to get rid of, yeah? And when we die, you know, we forget everything. Everything that we built up in this life, bye-bye, gone. Yeah? The company, huh? Or, you know, or your business that you created, you have so much work into this business. it's gone. Next life you have to do it again. Yeah? Is that fun?
No.
Yeah? So why don't we, you know, find a way out of the hamster wheel? Because we always think next life will be better. Huh? We always hope tomorrow will be better. Huh? Or just a year passed by, we think this year will be better. Yes? I mean, if we don't make it better, it won't be better. Yeah? And the next life will be just the same as this. Yeah? It's not our first life that we have been living here. Yeah? We have trillions of lives, yeah, behind us, yeah, in all different kind of lives, yeah, all around we visited most, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. True. Because we don't keep the five precepts. Yeah? And if we don't keep the five precepts, we will have to go to hell, sooner or later, yeah. No matter what, you know, sometimes, you know, we are good people, you know, we do a lot of, you know, good, yeah? And we are respectful and we, and, yeah, we are grateful, you know, we can go up to heaven, yeah? But when our marriage is gone, where do we go? Hell. And then we spend some time in hell, yeah? For all the bad things that we did, yeah? Then we slowly come up, yeah? Come maybe to the human realm, yeah? And then go up to heaven again, yeah? That's why you call it roller coaster, yeah? Going up slowly, slowly, slowly. But when you go down, fast. Yeah? And then slowly, slowly going up. That's what we did, you know, over all these trillions of lives, yeah? When are we going to stop? Yeah? Why did the Lord Buddha come? Yeah? He showed us the door, yeah? The door, you know, to Nibbana, yeah? And what are we doing? Wasting our life, yeah? We let other people go first.
Generous.
Yeah, very generous. Go first. We go later. So what is the first noble truth? Yeah? Yeah? Dukkha. But what is dukkha? Yeah?
You see, likes attaching things that we want and also pushing away things that we don't like.
Now that is the cause of dukkha. What is dukkha itself? What?
Old age. Death.
No. That.
A birth.
No, that is wrong. It's discontent, dis-ease, pain, and suffering. Yeah? It's all, you know, I mean, it's restlessness, boredom, it's all dukkha. Yeah? Dukkha is a container for all the unpleasant, you know, things that we experience in our life. Yeah? Not only suffering. I mean, if I ask the people, who suffers? Hardly anybody. Yeah? But who has dukkha? Everybody. Yeah? All the time, nearly all the time. Yeah? Except when we have some sukha, yeah? We're hungry, we eat something. And then, you know, we chit-chat, you know? Or we play with the phone, you know? Yeah? The phone, you know, smartphone, that is terrible, yeah? So, the cause of dukkha is what we said, you know? I mean, we want this, we don't like this, you know, we want to be, or we don't want to be, you know, we want to become, or we don't want to become. That is the cause for our dukkha, that is the cause for harm, yeah? And then the third noble truth is we have the end of dukkha, yeah? And the fourth noble truth is that what we should do and don't do, yeah? The path to the end of dukkha is sila samadhi panya. Yeah? And sila, yeah? It's the five precepts, yeah? When you're a monk, you know, you have the 227 precepts, yeah? And if the lay people don't keep the five precepts, they go down, yeah? If the monks don't keep the 227 precepts, they go down. That's why Lungamahabho, when he visits the hell, you know, says, Oh, the hell is full of yellow roses, yeah? Yeah. Monks who don't keep the precepts have to go down just the same way. And it's much easier for a monk to go down than for a layperson. Because a layperson has only 5 precepts. Yeah? They have 227 precepts. Yeah?
But when a monk go up faster than us, if they keep 227 precepts.
Yeah, if he does what he's supposed to do, yeah. But how many monks are doing that, what they are supposed to do?
Wow. Like the burn in Ganges River. Like the
sand. Nunda Mahabhor said it very clearly. The work of a monk is walking Chankram and sitting in Samadhi. Chankram is walking meditation, yeah? That is the work of a monk. He doesn't have any other work to do. Yeah? So he starts, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then goes Bindapat, eats, and then takes care of his bowl and his ropes, and then sits in Samadhi, walks Chankram, sits in Samadhi, walks Chankram, until, it's 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, and then he gets up again, Meditating for at least, 14, 16 hours a day, How many hours is it? 15 minutes?
One in ten.
One in ten.
1%.
Yeah? It is important, I mean, we get, we as monks, get everything what we need from the labor of the lay people. Yeah? So we should use all our resources to practice the path. Yeah? And practicing the path is practicing, sitting in Samadhi, and walking Chankram. And doing, developing Panya. So the 5 sila for the lay people is not harming any living being. Harming. Not killing, not only killing. Harming. Includes animals as well. Not taking what is not given. You go to a friend's house, you see an apple, you want to eat it, it's not given. Unless he tells you whatever is there, you can take it, Then it is given, You go to an orchard and see, take this, peach or whatever it is, it's not given, It's stealing. Or we work in a company and take the pencil or whatever is home, It's not given to us, But we don't think so, Including myself, when I worked, I was taking these things home, and said, I work for this company, so I mean, it's part of me. It's against the precept, And the third one?
Not only adultery,
no sexual misconduct.
Sexual misconduct.
What is sexual misconduct? Adultery is one of the sexual misconduct. Parents with their kids, sexual misconduct. Teachers with their students, sexual misconduct. Professors with their students, sexual misconduct. And then look at the world, full of it. Then the CEO with his underling, sexual misconduct. You're responsible for people, and you have sex with them, sexual misconduct. Because they depend on you. And now look at the world. Not only Thailand, all the world, everywhere. Number one, And that is the sure way to go down, Go down to hell, The same as killing, Sure way going down to hell, What's the fourth one?
Wrong speech.
Harmful speech.
Harmful speech.
No lying, no harmful speech, not speaking what is not true. And the fifth?
Not taking intoxication.
No alcohol, no drugs.
No drugs.
No drugs, No things that are addictive. And now in you have every one of you has in the pocket something that is addictive.
Yes?
Your smartphone. You don't have a smartphone?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah? It's in
no,
your
no,
pocket?
No, not in the pocket.
outside pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, outside pocket. Yeah. I mean, it's addictive.
It is.
It is?
It is. True.
Yeah.
Adam, long ha, true.
Yeah.
True.
And it, yeah. I mean, it is, yeah. Well, what did Lanka Mahaprabhu say? I mean, there were smartphones out when he was still alive, yeah? But there were these handies out, yeah? Hmm? He said, you know, Tora tap, methe, benteva tap. Yeah. So the TV, you know, and the phones, you know, like deva tap tap. They lead us in the wrong direction. Yeah? That's what he said, yeah? And he said, if I catch one of my monks, you know, with a smartphone, I throw him out. Yeah. And the monk, you know, what did the monk do? After they hear that, they cut all the smartphones. Before there were 10, and then afterwards were 20, you know. But if he caught one, you know, he really went out, yeah? No, it's addictive, yeah? We are bored, you know, I mean, now, yeah? I mean, before we had to turn on the TV. Now we don't have to turn on the TV. It's always on. Constantly. And this is AI, and it is even worse. Yeah? Now we ask, Siri, what is this? Yeah? Siri, you know? Oh, cook it, you know? Yeah? And where is the answer coming from? We don't know. Somewhere in the world, things like this, yeah? And, you know, and they print it out. Yeah? We cannot trust the sources, you know, because we don't know.
And then are we making precepts if we have iPhones?
Yeah. Use it. No, use it wisely. Yeah, use it for your business, yeah, use it for your work, yeah, but don't overuse it, yeah, yeah, and turn it off. You know that there's a turning off, it takes a long time, it doesn't want to turn off, yeah. Yeah. What?
Or a text, we don't Google, we don't read.
Yeah, it's okay. If you take off your mask, then I understand you. What?
Oh, you don't mind.
Don't mind. I don't mind.
We charge our phones up, turn them off, put them in the drawer, and come on Google.
No, that's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I said, I mean, there are always exceptions to the rules.
Yeah?
But most of them, you know, I mean, they constantly have it in their pocket, yeah? And when they're at night, when they go to sleep, you know, they have it next to their bed.
Long or no, our life really well. You know, our life really well.
Yeah. And if a monk, you know, I mean, think about monastery where the monks have these ones. I mean, what do? They don't practice. And it's really dangerous. I mean, we are here, you know, especially we are here as monks and not to practice. I mean, that's why we choose the path. That's the path, you know, that goes out, yeah? So, I mean, use them wisely if you need them, you know. I mean, nowadays I know, you know, if you have work to do, you know, you need to use them, yeah? Because now the boss, you know, constantly calls you, you know, and do this, yeah? I mean, that's okay, yeah? But don't use them for entertainment. Yeah? Oh, I want to talk to this person. Why do I want to talk to this person? Because I'm bored.
Oh.
I want to, you know, get rid of, you know, this silence, you know, this eerie feeling, you know? Yeah? Like
call somebody.
Yeah, call somebody. Yeah. Instead of going and sitting in meditation. So, that is the first part, yeah? The second part is samadhi, sitting in samadhi, yeah? Closing one's eyes, yeah? And then focusing on the breath, yeah? or focusing on the Buddha, yeah, staying with the Buddha, the moment the mind goes off, we bring it back to the Buddha, yeah? Or we bring it back to the breath. And we do that, you know, for, not for 15 minutes, yeah. For hours.
I will increase.
Increase.
I will increase.
Yeah, I'm also talking to the Sri Lankans, yeah? Yeah? Who are born as Buddhists, yeah? And you are also born as Buddhist, yeah? No?
Yes, I'm born as Buddhist.
Yeah? Yes, you are born as Buddhist, yeah? I didn't have the fortune to be born as Buddhist. I was born as Christian. And here also, yeah? Hmm? So we had to look.
Previous life, maybe.
Maybe, sansa. Yeah, probably, most probably. Yeah. Otherwise, I would never found Lungta Mahabua. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I still was, you know, put in a very precarious situation because I mean, I was born in a very Christian family. Yeah, huh? And they only believed, you know, in God, you know, in Jesus, in heaven and hell. Yeah. But you know, this life, you know, after that comes the next life, after that comes the next life, yeah? And depending on our karma, we go down or up, yeah? Because that's the only thing we can take with us into the next life, yeah? So, you better pack your bag, yeah? Because you have only two bags that you can take into the next life. Yeah? Good karma and bad karma. Which one is heavier, you know?
Heavy luggage and hand luggage.
No hand luggage. what is normally happening, yeah? So you go on a trip, yeah? When you go on a trip, yeah, for instance for Thailand, yeah? You pack your bags, you know, for the 3, 4, 5 weeks, yeah? Whatever you think you need, yeah? You put it in there. Then you go to Thailand or whatever country you go in, and then you buy this, you buy this, you buy this, you know? And then you take all this back, you know? Put it in your house, you know? Yeah? And it's the same with karma. Yeah? In this life, you know, we gather things, you know, our karma in this life, then we go back to our home, and then we take for the next trip. The karma that is already in our home, plus the karma that we have created in this life. And there's no end to it. Karma will never end. When you think about the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, he still had to experience some of the karma. Devadatta tried to kill him, you know, 3 times, yeah? Other Buddhas didn't have that, yeah? So, and Moggallana, you remember Moggallana, how he died?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an arahant, you know. Yeah. He was one of the foremost, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Sariputta, you know, Moggallana, yeah?
Yeah.
And he was pounded to death, yeah, because of his karma. Mm? The karma is not erased, you know, because of, you know, becoming an arahant, yeah. Okay, let's go back to samadhi, yeah. So, we concentrate on the breath, or we concentrate on the Buddha, and then replace every thought, every memory that comes in with the attention on the Buddha or on the breath, until there is no more thought and no more memories coming up. And that's what we call samadhi, upachara samadhi. And it's a safe house. Yeah? We go in, we rest, and we come out. Yeah? And when we come out, then we know we have been into samadhi. Yeah? When we come out, we feel refreshed and we feel energized. Yeah? Most of the people, you know, feel tired after going to samadhi. But that is not real samadhi. Yeah? Yeah? Because what they do is, they open the door, ah, that's nice, and then close the door in front of them. And then they open the door again. And then, of course, they are tired. They say, oh, it was such a beautiful meditation, but I'm so tired. Yeah. And then they go to sleep, you know, and all the work is gone. Yeah. No, we go in, close the door behind us, and then we are in a safe house. Yeah. And then we see, yeah, when there are no kilesas, because the kilesas cannot enter upachara samadhi, we feel safe, we feel free, we feel happy, we feel content. And the most important thing in that time, we don't need anything. We don't need anything. The moment we come out of samadhi, oh, I want this, I want this, I don't need, I need this, I need that. That is the sign that we've been to upachara samadhi, being energized. And we should do that every day. And especially the people, who are retired, at least 6-8 hours a day.
Not more.
What?
He does a lot.
Yeah? How many hours?
Actually, quite a few.
Quite a few, but it's not yet 8. Doesn't matter. You don't have to check, but you know how much, Because 8 hours is really long, 10 hours, is a normal retreat, 10 hours. But the important thing, when we train samadhi, is not only concentration on the object that we concentrate on, but knowing what this object does. Knowing the breath. If it is the in-breath, it's the out-breath, if it's long, if it is short, if it's detailed, if it's rough. This knowing, is called sati. In the Thai, Mani sati satam. That means we are completely unaware of what is going on. And that's what most of the people, that you find in Australia are doing. They don't know what they're doing, they just do whatever the kilesas tell them. They don't know why they're doing it, they don't know what the results of their doing is. They just do it because the kilesas tell them to do it. And that is the important thing to practice. We need to have sati. We need to know what is going on with the breath, or going on with the Buddha. Is the Buddha fast? Is it slow? Is it deep? Is it shallow? How is it? When is the in-breath turning into the out-breath? When is the out-breath turning into the in-breath? Is the in-breath at its height? Every millisecond, we need to know what is going on. If you live in the countryside, observe the animals, Do we need to think what the animals are doing? When you observe, here we have the squirrels, When you go to a zoo and you observe the lions or the monkeys, do you have to think what they are doing? You see and know. Isn't it? We don't have to use our brain to know what is going on. The sakti comes from the heart, And that's what we have to train. A lot of people, train samadhi, concentration, and then there's a car, and then they go into the car, and there's not samadhi. Because they don't know what is going on. They just concentrate, No, we have to know. It's not important, It's not important how the breath is, it's important that we know how the breath is. Understood? Very clear, It is very important to know what is going on. No matter if it is the Buddha or if it's the breath. To know how the breath is. Not to make the breath in a certain way. To know how the breath is. If it is wrong, it's fine. But we know it. And that leads us to upachara samadhi. And then we don't jump onto the feelings that arise. So calm, nice calm, and it's gone. Nice feeling, or it's gone. The byproduct of samadhi is something is arising. That's why I call, that's why I compare it, to digging a well. As long as we dig, the well gets deeper. The moment we stop, the well fills up. And the digging is putting our attention on the breath or on the Buddha and know what the Buddha or the breath is doing. Understand? What?
I'm just following you. My mind is just empty right now.
Okay. Good. That's the best way to get this. So this is important. To know what is going on. Because this is the sati. Because we know in the next stage, you know, of the path that leads to the end of dukkha, is panya, developing wisdom. Yeah? Huh? In the West, you know, they call it vipassana. Yeah? It is vipassana, but vipassana is asking questions. Huh? Not just observing. Yeah? I mean, you can observe your life, you know, the rest of your life, what is going on, nothing will change. Yeah? We need to ask questions. Yeah? For instance, if you sit for 3 hours, pain. What is pain?
Vedana.
Yeah, dukkha vedana. Yeah? Yeah? What is pain? Huh? We have a solution for it. The moment, yeah, we sit long, you know, and we feel pain, then we get up, and the pain is gone.
No.
Yes?
No.
Yeah.
You turn the pain into your...
What?
You just turn the pain into what your...
Into an object, yeah. Yeah, that's what we do, yeah. Instead of, you know, if we cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore, then we concentrate on the pain. And then the first thing is, you know, we accept pain. We feel it through our whole body. We want to understand what is pain, yeah? What do people in the world do? Pain, go to the doctor, get medicine, you know. They want to get rid of the pain. We don't want to get rid of the pain. We want to understand what is pain, yeah? So, breathe it in, and then look where it is, yeah? And then, yeah, investigate by asking questions, yeah? And we have to ask the right question, yeah? What is pain, yeah? How does it feel like, yeah? Is it constant, yeah? Well, it's not constant. It's breathing, like it's a breathing pain, yeah? And sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's slow, yeah? Not so strong, yeah? And where is it, yeah? Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscles? Yeah? But most of the people, oh, I break my back, you know, I sit too long, you know, I ruin my body, you know. Yeah? That is not the right kind of question, that is not the right kind of answer. Yeah? You really want to understand what pain is, yeah? Where is it from? Yeah? And when you dig down, you know, you cannot find it. It's not in the skin, it's not in the tendons, it's not in the flesh, you know, it's not in the muscles, it's not in the bone, because we have bones and all these things, you know, for all our life, and it's never in pain, yeah? So, the moment we come close to the pain, you know, the pain disappears from this point and appears in another point, yeah? And when it appears in another point, you know, we go and do the same kind of investigation, yeah? Until it shows us where it's actually coming from, yeah? That is the first understanding of what pain is, yeah? Then we don't have to be afraid of pain anymore, yeah? There are the stages of pain, the pains of death, you know, but that is a little bit too high up, yeah? So, if we can investigate pain, yeah, without wishing, without, you know, our wish to that the pain goes away, yeah? Then we can investigate any kind of feeling. We can investigate anger. We can investigate lust. Yeah? And we do all the same thing. Yeah? We ask the right questions. Yeah? Let's feel it. Yeah? Yeah? And for instance, for anger or for lust or for greed, you know, I mean, we look what came before. Yeah? What came before the feeling that the feeling arises. Yeah? There is something. Yeah? There was something. Yeah? What came before that? We want to, before that, yeah? And before that. Yeah? We want to find the stone that caused the avalanche, yeah? Once we found the stones, we can invert it, or we take it out, and then the whole thing goes away, yeah? That's the idea, yeah? I mean, investigation is asking the question and not listening to the answers that the Kilesas give us. Huh? Yeah. We have... Yeah, they give us, you know, it's just in the muscles, you know, and then you say, you know, then you tell the Kilesas, yeah, I have muscles since I'm born, you know, why I'm now only in pain, yeah? And when I get up, you know, the pain is gone, yeah? So, you fool me, yeah? I don't believe you, yeah? And then there comes the next answer, and the next answer, yeah? Until there's no more answer coming. Yeah? And then, yeah? Then, most of the time, or sometimes, you know, the citta knows the real thing. Yeah? The knowing nature, yeah, of the citta knows everything, has known everything for eternity. Yeah? So, this comes up. Yeah?
Your advice is so great. I'm just wondering, is it okay to record
Doing. He's recording.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I just want to remind him to ask.
Yeah, but my...
Yeah, there's the recording.
Yeah, my recording stopped, no.
And du nimmst auf, gell? Yeah. So he's recording as well, so I mean, he can give it to you. But what is all this? Where was I? Yeah? I mean, don't listen to the answers that come from the Kilesas, yeah? I mean, you have to invert every answer that comes, yeah? And said, I don't believe you, or, you know, this is not true, or, you know, I know it better, you know, until there's no more answer coming. And the answer, yeah, that comes, you know, in the end, yeah, is the answer of the citta. That already knows everything, yeah. But, yeah, we don't let it know, yeah, because we think we know, yeah. But thinking, we think we know is avicca, yeah. Well, what is the definition of avicca? Huh? What is the definition of avicca? It's called ignorance, eh? But when we dig down, it's one thing to know. That's why the smartphones are so, you know. So. Avicca wants to know and wants to understand, but cannot know in line with the truth and cannot understand in the line with the truth. This wanting, this will, yeah? I mean, this is essential. We need this will also to go to Nibbana. So we have to use it, but we have to use it in a very wise manner, yeah? Wanting to know is, you know, wanting to know, not to want to know in line with avicca, but want to know in line with our heart, yeah? That's why we shut out all the answers that come, you know, from our memories, from our reading, from this and that, yeah? And listen to what the answer of the heart is, yeah? Because the answer of the heart, you know, is normally the truth, yeah? You can trust it, yeah? And it is so soft that we normally don't hear it, yeah? We only hear the loud kilesas, noise, yeah? This is like this, this is like this, this is like that, yeah? Or this person said this, or that person said that, yeah? When I'm Singapore or in Malaysia, you know, I feel sorry for these people, probably in Australia as well, yeah? I mean, you have so many teachers coming by telling you this and telling you that, yeah? And the Thais are also good, you know, yeah? I mean, when I came to Thailand, all of the Thais, you know, were on arahant hunt, yeah? They're hunting this arahant, hunting that arahant, and then I thought, what? Yeah? And then afterwards, you know, I talked to them, they're completely confused. Because every arahant says something different. They all mean the same thing, but they use different words. So the people who listen to them are confused. Yeah? And it's probably the same thing, you know, the more you listen to teachers, the more you're confused you get, yeah? This person said this. This person, that doesn't, yeah? Who is right? Who is wrong? Yeah? Listen to your heart, it's always right. And the way to the heart is the way to samadhi. Yeah? So, what are the obstacles on the path to sotapanna?
Craving.
What?
Craving.
Craving. No, craving can be positive. We can crave for nibbana.
That is positive. It can lead us in the right direction. And it is necessary as well. Now, what is the first fetter? Doubt. Doubt that there is heaven, doubt that there is hell, doubt that there are beings in heaven, doubt that there are beings in hell, doubt that there is, you know, karma, good karma, bad karma, and the results of good and bad karma. Yeah? That's the first fetter. Yeah? 99% of the human world, you know, has no way out of this fetter. Yeah? They doubt, do you not believe in God, you know? Believe, you know, God saves them, or Jesus saves them, or Hinduism, or whatever. Yeah? What is the second fetter? Huh?
Sila pata paramata.
Yeah, sila pata paramata. Yeah. What is sila? Sila? Sin? Sin? สีนะ
คะสีคือ
ข้อรักษาเนาะนะขอรักษานะเดี๋ยวไม่ได้เอาไม่ได้เอาแต่ไม่รักษา มีแต่ขอไม่ได้ขอแต่ไม่รักษา ไม่ขอแล้ว ไม่ต้องแคร์แล้วนะเนี่ยศีลปัตตปรมัตถ์เนี่ย is เนี่ยศีล is a precept the five precepts you know for the monks you know 227 precepts yeah?To take them or not to take them. To fiddle with the precept. That is the correct translation, yeah? That's the translation, you know, Lungta Mahabharata said, yeah? Yeah? Not what is translated in English, yeah? I don't know how rites and, what is this? Rites and rituals, you know? What is the translation? Huh? What? What? Yeah. No, that is completely wrong. It has nothing to do with sila. Yeah? Sila is seen. Yeah? It's a five precept. Yeah? Bhatta paramatha, you know, means, you know, fiddling. Yeah? Taking them on, not taking them. Taking them on, not taking them. Yeah? Very simple. Yeah? in the book, A Life of Inequality, Lungta talks about all 10 fetters. So, I mean, his description is perfect. Yeah? So, I mean, who wants to know about the 10 fetters, you know, please read, you know, Life of Inequality, the Supreme Attainment. So that's the last chapter in the book, yeah?
Hmm?
Yeah, the book is also, yeah, it's also there. Yeah. There should be more copies if you want them. And the third fetter, yeah? This body. Huh? Huh? You're born in this body, you die in this body, and you believe you are the body. Huh? Yeah? All our concerns in our life is around this body. Yeah? We work for the body, and we educate the body, we train the body, we educate the body, we work for the body, and then we die in the body, and we think we are the body. Yeah? No, it has nothing to do with self. Self are the five khandhas. I mean, your thinking is much more important than, you know, this just this body. Yeah? Your thinking, your ideas, your memory, your whatever, your beliefs, you know, that is what you think you are. Yeah? But they have changed over time. 20 years ago, you thought completely different. You had different ideas, you had different goals, and things like that. So who is the one? Who is I? Who is self? Don't know. But you don't believe it. You're attached to the self. Yeah? 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 Yes. Yeah? And that's what we have to get rid of. Yeah? And the body is the first thing. Yeah? Yeah? You're born in a car. You die. Yeah? You die in a car. Yeah? Huh? You never get out of the car. You think you are the car. You drive it. Are you rest? Huh? The same as the body. Yeah? Huh? What did the Lord Buddha do? He knocked on the window and said, get out. Look, the car is the car, the driver is the driver. Yeah? Yeah? And there's five khandhas. Huh? Is that what we attach to ourselves? Yeah? But for the third precept, we only need to see body is body, citta is citta. Yeah? They're two different things. Yeah? And cutting these three fetters, you know, leads us to sotapan. Yeah? But that fetter is difficult. Yeah? The fetter of keeping the precepts, you know, is easy, you know, and we are born in a Buddhist society, you know, we believe in karma, we believe in heaven and hell, you know, so I mean, that is easy. Yeah? Problem is the body. Yeah? Because all our life we look after this body. Yeah? So, I mean, we think we are the body. Yeah? If somebody harms us, you know, we think somebody harms us. Yeah? Huh? It just harms the body, you know. Yeah? And the body is just, you know, just a biological robot, just like a car. Yeah? We use it. Yeah? And when a car, you know, breaks, yeah, or cannot be repaired, what do? We get a new car. Yeah? That's life. Huh? When the body dies, we get a new body. Yeah? When the next body dies, we get a new body. And so on, and so on, and so on. Yeah? And when the body doesn't work, like our car, when the car doesn't work, yeah, we put it into the repair shop. Yeah? When the body doesn't work, we put it in a repair shop, you know, it's called hospital. Yeah? They open it up, see, you know, what's wrong, take it out, you know, put some replacement in. No? It's not us. It's not me. It's not mine. It's not myself. Yeah? It doesn't belong to me. Huh? Principle of anatta. Yeah? Not different from a car. Yeah? The mechanic opens, sees carburetor, you know, gone wrong, you know, puts in a new carburetor, car works again. Yeah? Huh? The doctor looks, you know, our kidneys, you know, gone, you know, puts in a new kidney and it works again. Huh? It's a body, and we use it, just like we use the other tools. Huh? When you think about the five tools, the five tools of the citta, are the five khandhas. Body, feeling, memory, thoughts, consciousness. And the citta is the owner of it. Right? A lot of people, you know, think that consciousness is the citta. No. I mean, the Lord Buddha said, citta is the citta and consciousness is vijnana. Yeah? He used two different words for it. Yeah? Consciousness, you know, all these things appear and disappear. Anicca. Yeah? Thoughts appear, disappear. Feelings appear, disappear. Yeah? Body, you know, slowly disappears also, gets born, you know, ages, you know, gets sick, you know, and disappears. And consciousness very fast, I mean, the older people, you know, might remember, you know, when you watched a movie in the old times, you know, and the film was not synchronized, you saw a black bar between pictures. Remember? That's when consciousness, you know, disappears. You see one moment of consciousness, but it's so fast that you, like in a moving picture, you draw the line. Yeah. Actually, there's nothing. If you slow down the movie, you know, you see one picture, and then half an hour later another picture, I mean, you would be bored. And nowadays, you know, even the pictures have to be faster, 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 yeah? So the people don't get bored, yeah? We need fast entertainment because, I mean, we cannot stay, you know, people cannot stay for 1 or 2 seconds, you know, on the same topic, yeah? That is a problem, yeah? How can you ever train samadhi if you cannot stay for 1 or 2 seconds on the same topic, yeah? I mean, children will have a very difficult time, you know, to train samadhi, especially if their parents give them constantly these smartphones, you know, to play with, yeah? It's great for the parents, you know, before, you know, when I was young, you know, and the parents gave them the TV, yeah? So they could watch TV and then shut up, yeah? But we didn't have a TV, yeah? Yeah? But that's what the parents used to do, yeah? Huh? So these kids, you know, are used to for entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. It has to go faster and faster and faster, yeah? So consciousness is very fast. You know, I mean, you hardly catch it. Yeah? Only if you have extreme sati. Yeah? Then you see, boop, ah, boop, ah, boop, ah, boop, ah. The whole world disappears, you know, in this 1 second when the consciousness disappears. Because consciousness is only, yeah? What is consciousness? It tells us that something has come into contact with our senses. And who is deciding what sense? Memory, sanya. Yeah? That decides, you know, it's a hearing sense, it's a seeing sense, or it's a, you know, touching sense, or whatever. Smelling sense, tasting sense, also. Yeah? So it's only, yeah? Vinyan is only contact, sense contact. Yeah? That's all. Yeah? There's nothing to do with the citta. The citta is the owner of the 5 khandhas. Yeah? And, when Lungta Mahabho said, in the citta there are 2 powers. Yeah? It's a power of darkness and a power of light. Power of avijja and the power of dhamma. Yeah? And whoever sits on the throne controls it. Controls the 5 khandhas. Yeah? When you sit and meditate, yeah? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Then the killer says, come, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough. And they track you out, yeah? That's it, yeah? So we have to train the citta, yeah? We don't have to train the khandhas, yeah? We use the citta, you know. We train the citta, you know, to use the khandhas for wholesome things, yeah? For sitting in meditation, for doing investigation, yeah? And the next step, you know, after we see that the body is not self, yeah? What do we do? Body investigation. Asupa, yeah? Have you ever, yeah? When you sit next time, you are in front of the mirror, yeah? Take a little nice scalpel, you know, I'm going to put it there, you know, and, yeah? Bring off your skin and look at it, you know? You like to see that? No. See? We don't have to make the body loathsome because we see it as loathsome, yeah? Yeah? We just open it up. Let's just think about, just think about the shit that comes out. You don't like to look at it, you don't like to touch it, you don't like to smell it, you don't like to eat it, yeah? Comes out of this body, yeah? So this body turns everything that is nice, beautiful, yeah? tasty, into something that is disgusting. Yeah? So, and it happens inside this body, yeah? The body is nothing than a chemical factory that turns everything that is nice into something that is disgusting. So why do we like it? Why do we attach to it? What is our attachment to this body? Yeah? Yeah? The doctors, you know, who open the first time, yeah, when they train to be doctors, they open the first time the body, or even policemen who see a murder, yeah, blah. They throw up or fall unconscious. You don't have to make the body loathsome. It is loathsome. You just need to remove that thin, yeah, thin tissue that is called skin, and you don't like, yeah. Next time you hug your husband, you know, see him without skin, you know, you don't want to hug him. Huh? Huh? Yeah? It's the same. Yeah? Yeah? Without skin, we don't even want to look. Yeah? We don't want to look closely. Yeah? So, the body in itself is disgusting. Yeah? And within the body, yeah, rooted is greed and hatred. Yeah? So we have to investigate greed, and we have to investigate the body, because if we see something is loathsome, yeah? If you see something that is disgusting, what is your normal reaction? Look the other way. Yeah? And now we look back. See it. And see it. And see it. And if something is not to our like, anger will come. So within the body is rooted, yeah, greed and hatred, wanting and dislike, liking and dislike, yeah. And we only can overcome it, yeah, with investigating this body, the loathsomeness of this body. The second, you know, the second stage of enlightenment is Sakadagami, yeah, once a returner. He has only greed and hatred, yeah, eliminated to half. And only the Anagami has completed, you know, the investigation of the body. And then he can turn on to the higher realms, yeah? To the Namakandas, yeah? Right, right. Upakanda and Namakanda, yeah? And what is that? Yeah? It is thought, memory, yeah? Association and mental feeling, yeah? Yeah, with the body, of course, comes bodily feeling, yeah? Body has two parts, yeah? Bodily feeling and mental feeling. So, what do? Yeah? Body investigation, yeah? And when you do it correctly, yeah? When you open the body and see it, or you can open somebody else's body, it's the same thing, yeah? You don't like to see that. Then anger comes up. Yeah? When you close the body, lust comes up. Yeah. Then you open it, anger comes up. Yeah? Before we learned how to deal with pain, now we learn to deal how with anger. Yeah? We accept the anger. We fear the anger. Yeah? And we look what brought the anger up. Yeah? Yeah, your husband did something you didn't like, isn't it? then your colleague. Doesn't matter, you know. Doesn't matter who it is, you know. Somebody does something that you don't like and anger comes up. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, see? So we have to learn to deal with anger, yeah? And then we have to learn to learn to deal with lust, yeah? And it's all, yeah. We see something we like, you know, greed comes up. We see something we dislike, anger comes up, yeah? Or dislike comes up, yeah? And if you're contented with the way things are, neither greed nor anger comes up. Huh? So, we have to investigate the body to see, and we have to train, train the citta, to bring up the anger, yeah, and then turn the anger instantly into greed, yeah, and then bring up the greed, stay with the greed for a moment, and then turn it into something that dislike, until we see, yeah, until we see it's only a mental play. And then we can walk through, yeah. We see, okay, it's just our assumptions, yeah. But for that, you know, we have to do a lot of body investigation, yeah. And to see, and to learn how to deal with anger, and also to learn how to deal with greed, yeah? But we know now these things are things, yeah? We can turn greed instantly into something anger, yeah? Yeah? You see something, you're nice, something, you know, and you suddenly, you know, yeah, you turn it into something that is shit, yeah? You don't like it anymore. You don't want it anymore, yeah? And you save a lot of money by that. Okay. Now, for the rest, you know, I mean, I want to calm down a little bit. For the rest of it, yeah, we have to understand one thing. Avicca is the mastermind behind everything, yeah? Avicca has three armies. The army of delusion, the army of greed and hate. And as long as we have not overcome greed and hate, we cannot fight the army of delusion. Yeah? Delusion pushes greed and hate in front of us. And we cannot actually see delusion. We think we might. We assume we see delusion. But it's not delusion. It's either greed or hate. Yeah? It's either likes or dislikes. Yeah? Once we have overcome greed and hate, yeah, then you can see delusion, yeah? And then now imagine.
Very clever then.
What?
Delusion is very clever.
Extremely.
Mastermind.
No, the mastermind is behind. Yeah? I mean, the mastermind is not delusion, yeah? When you listen to Lunga Mahabua's talk, yeah? He said, I mean, what did he do? Yeah? I mean, he went to Lung Pu Man, yeah? And then he trained Samadhi. He trained not only Upachara Samadhi, he trained also Apana Samadhi. Yeah? Apana Samadhi is where one-pointedness, yeah? The subject and object merge into one point, yeah? So you cannot say anything about it, yeah? After 5 years, Lumpu Man didn't say anything for 5 years. Every day, you know, Lung Tamabo said, Bhadi Samadhi, Samadhi, yeah? After 5 years, he said, okay, enough, yeah? Now you go into investigation. And he did body investigation, and within 8 months, you know, I mean, he finished body investigation. 1, 2, 3, yeah? And then he said, you know, delusion. How long did it take him? 2.5 years. Because so difficult, yeah? Delusion is, you know, you think you know the way, and then you come to the end. Oh, was wrong way. Then you think this is the way? No, wrong way. This is the way? No, wrong way. This is the way? No, wrong way. Yeah? And after he finished delusion, you know, it still took him 3 months, you know, to finish avijja. Huh? So, don't even start with delusion, you know, start with the body investigation. At least, you know, when you come to the stage of anagami, you don't return, yeah? Actually, you can lay back, you know, and wait until you float up, yeah? Yeah? But this is really the hard part. But it's a straightforward path, yeah? To tackle delusion is not straightforward. I mean, it's completely, you know, confusing. Yeah? So, anyway, that's all what I wanted to say. Yeah? Huh? And you better practice, you know. Yeah? We ordained as a monk, you know. You better practice, you know, at least 10 hours a day. Yeah? I mean, when I came to Lungda Mahabo, you know, all the monks were practicing, yeah? And he came by twice a day to check what you're doing. Huh? He went up, he sneaked up to the kuti, you know? Yeah? You didn't hear when you fall asleep, you know, when you lay about, you know, I mean, boom! Yeah? And if he caught you 3 times, out. So, to practice at least 12 hours, 14, 16, up to 18 hours a day. Not 15. 15 hours!
I was starting.
Yeah? It's not easy, yeah? But it's straightforward. Yeah? If you listen, I mean, if you listen to the teaching of the Lord Buddha, it's very easy. Sila, Samadhi, Panya. There's nothing else, yeah? You know what Sila is, you know what Samadhi is, and you know what Panya is, investigation. Asking the right question and not listening to the answers that come from the Kilesa. Trying to find the answer that comes from God. So what else do you need to know? Huh? Then you know this is the teaching of the Lord Buddha. Yeah? And Lumpu Man, Lungda Mahabua only, yeah, taught it. Teaching of the Lord Buddha. Didn't go aside, yeah, this or that or that. Yeah. And Samadhi don't go to the feelings that come up. Hmm? Because that's not Samadhi, yeah? Hmm? so nice. And then, yeah, you're out already. The moment you think, so nice, you're out of Samadhi. Huh? Yeah. Huh? You're ejaculated, you know, from Samadhi, yeah? Stay with the breath, stay with the Buddha until the breath stops, not disappears, until it stops. And when it stops, you know it stops, yeah? And you might get afraid, you know, you have to prepare yourself, and then jump into the knowingness that knows that the breath has stopped, and then subject and object merges, yeah? And for your daily life, use the principle of anatta, yeah? There is a feeling. It's not my feeling. Huh? No, it's not my feeling. You couldn't hurt my feelings. No? No? No one can hurt your feelings. Yeah? Because feeling is a phenomenon that arises and ceases. Yeah? Thought is arising and ceasing. Ideas are arising and ceasing. Yeah? Memories are arising and ceasing. Yeah? It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Huh? And the moment I say there's a feeling, I can investigate it. Huh? When I say I'm in a bad mood, that's the end of it. Bye-bye. Yeah? But when I say there's a feeling, you know, that feels like this, you know, then I can investigate what came before, what came before, what came before. What triggered this whole thing, yeah? The same, you know, you sit, you know, and you get tired, yeah? What came before, yeah? The kilesas, you know, inside you, you know, to go to sleep, yeah? And you don't catch it because your sati is not strong enough. In the end, you know, you fall asleep, yeah? Yeah? But if you catch it, you're suddenly completely awake. Yeah? Okay, that's enough. Yeah? Okay? What? What?
Never enough. Listen to Yong Ho talk, is never enough.
Never enough. That, I gave just, you know, in 4 days, 6 talks in Singapore and Malaysia. Huh? They're already online, yeah? I have some books for you in German.
When I come to Australia next.
I don't go back to Germany. I don't go back to Europe. I mean, they are terrible. Yeah? Please come to Thailand to experience also Buddhism. Yeah? That's where you can experience Buddhism as still alive. Yeah? The generosity. Yeah? The respect. Yeah? And the God, Australia, who has respect? People don't respect each other. Yeah? I mean, Buddhism cannot grow in this environment, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, I mean, if you want to go to heaven, it's not only, yeah? It's not only generosity, yeah? It's not only respect, yeah? Or gratitude, yeah? It's also keeping the 5 precepts. It's the same thing, you know. If you want to enter Sotapanna, yeah, we need to have generosity, yeah. We need to have respect, and we need to have gratitude. Otherwise, we cannot enter, yeah. And we cannot enter deep samadhi as well, yeah. You see, if we cannot let go of material things, how can we let go of, you know, of all these thoughts and memories, yeah? Okay, so don't waste your life as a human being, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? 15 minutes is not enough, yeah?
No.
I mean, he is already retired, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? 8 hours.
This yearly time, 8 hours to start.
Oh. Tukha. But only after. I sit for hours and then... go out, then to come. Yeah. Okay.